Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The song Christmas, Baby Please Come Home has been a seasonal hit since it was first released way back in 1963. It's got feeling, it's got power, all from the voice and soul of Darlene Love, who was just a kid at the time. Now, how old were you when you first recorded
it? I was 18 when I recorded this.
I can't believe, I mean, that is so amazing. How did that voice come out of an 18-year-old?
I listened to it and see how high it is. I say, my God, I can't even think that high.
The song should have catapulted Darlene Love into music stardom, but what followed instead was a long, winding, heartbreaking journey. Phil Spector produced the hit record and several others featuring Love, except for those other ones, he didn't credit her. She could have been the likes of Aretha Franklin, but instead, Darlene Love spent much of her career as a background singer. Her story is told in the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom. However, Darlene Love has since stepped forward from the background and taken her rightful place center stage. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and her critically acclaimed album, Introducing Darlene Love, came out this fall. This weekend, she'll be performing a Christmas show at the Cabot Theater in Beverly. And when we talked to Darlene Love, we asked her what it's like to listen back to Christmas Baby Please Come Home all these years later.
You know, it's actually amazing because I never thought this song would be around 50 years later.
But it's so fantastic.
Well, you know, because number one, it was an original song, an original Christmas song, which is very hard. Thanks to that record, I'm still alive and well today.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you are so hugely talented at such a young age. Tell us a little bit more about how it is that you even came into singing. I mean, a lot of people know your story from the movie 20 Feet from Stardom, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, when I first started, my mother and father were Pentecostals. No rock and roll music was allowed in our house. So we didn't hear rhythm and blues or rock and roll or anything like that. We heard the classics and we heard gospel music. So for me to be even in this business today is a miracle.
Well, I mean, you spent decades as possibly one of the most talented background singers there ever has been. Singers, period. But you spent a lot of time, as you said, in the background. And, you know, in 20 Feet from Stardom, the Academy Award-winning documentary, you do tell that story that it was in the 70s when you had been out of work, life was tough, you were cleaning houses. I mean, just the thought of it boggles my mind, but you were cleaning houses at the time. And in someone's house, as you were cleaning, you heard the Christmas song come on?
When that record came on the radio, because it was during the holiday season, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, it was beckoning me. I just left that job and went and tried to find other jobs, singing.
Wow.
And here I am today, you know, all these many years later, doing what I love to do.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk for a little bit about the new album that came out this year, Introducing Darlene Love, which a lot of people have said is kind of an ironic title because you really shouldn't need...
That's Stevie Van Zandt.
<'Cause you laughs>
That's
really...
his handiwork.
Because you really don't need much of an introduction. But what does this album mean to you?
Well, you know, I've been wanting to get with a producer that could really produce the way I sound in person. Because Phil Spector never got that part of mine. Matter of fact, when I recorded with Phil Spector, he actually turned the record up, to speed the record up a little bit so I would sound even younger and not sound as powerful. So doing this with Stevie Van Zandt was a dream come true, something that Stevie and I talked about over 35 years ago.
Oh, wow.
We just didn't know it was going to take this long.
Well, let's listen to a little bit from the album. This is Jesus is the Rock That Keeps Me Rolling from Darlene Love's album, Introducing Darlene Love.
When I'm trapped and surrounded by hellfire flames, Jesus is the rock that keeps me rolling. And whose hand can I depend on to pull me out again? Jesus is the rock that keeps me rolling.
Well, so tell me a little bit more about gospel. Because, I mean, as you said, your parents were in the Pentecostal church. That's where, I presume, music entered your life. And you know, why is it still important to you today?
Well, because it's my core. Because of my faith in God, I always believe that what I'm singing is what I'm supposed to be singing.
Mm-hmm. It's been part of your life in a spiritual and a really practical way for so long, because I was reading early in your career you were a studio singer for Sam Cooke. Right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Which was marvelous, because I know Sam Cooke for many years, even when he was a gospel singer.
Yeah.
I saw him performed, and also his father was a minister.
When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there.
So it was almost like we were supposed to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So that was wonderful. And he was a gospel singer that turned to secular music, too.
Right, exactly. Well, the gospel thread just runs so powerfully between you and this, like, who's who's of great American music. Because you and Elvis commune,
yes,
over gospel, too. Tell me about that.
You know, that was another amazing thing, because I didn't know before I met Elvis that his favorite music was gospel music. He told me a story when he was living in the South that he would go to black churches on Sunday nights. He wouldn't go in, but he would go up to their window and listen to their music. And what I loved about Elvis, he loved and knew all the old hymns, like Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead.
All those old gospel songs, which were favorites of mine, too.
Yeah.
So we had a time.
Well, I've got another track here queued up, because I'd love to hear your reaction to it. This is Elvis and you singing If I Can Dream.
Out there in the dark.
Now, Darlene Love, you've said that this is your all-time favorite Elvis song. And why is that?
It really is, because, man, he sings that song, and you can tell he was singing that song from the bottom of his heart and from the bottom of his soul. And you could hear it.
Right now.
Well, Darlene Love, here's what I don't get. I mean, you are a fabulous singer. You're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Obviously, you can do gospel. You can do pop. But it's, and other music critics have sort of pointed this out, that nevertheless, it seems like, you know, for a lot of people, when they think of someone like that, they think of Aretha. And obviously not to take anything away from Aretha. Or you know, they look to, I don't know, modern singers like Adele or Sam Smith, who borrow heavily from those traditions. And I'm just wondering what your reaction is to that, that we're still not quite at the point where Darlene Love's name comes up.
Well, you know, I think what's going to happen is this record that I did with Stevie Van Zandt is going to do that. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
I think everything has a time and has a place in time to be successful or to be what you want to be. And the biggest problem I had becoming a solo artist, well, people don't even realize I never had a hit record under the name of Darlene Love.
Mm-hmm.
My hit records, number one, was He's a Rebel, under the name of the Crystals.
My baby always the one to try the thing they've never done, and just because of that, they say, hey, hey.
were kind of like skeptical at first when I started singing. It sort of sounds like her, but maybe that's one of the other crystals are. It's unbelievable, but I have had to power my way through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Spector did it, and that's where the blame lies,
right.
Not on me or the crystals.
Are you at peace with the fact that, you know, a half century has had to go by because of the things that, or the choices that Spector made?
Yes, and I've always been at peace with it. After it was done, you know, I went, okay, it's done, that's dead, move on. It's all a game that he was playing. And I really do believe it was his way of keeping me out of the spotlight for whatever reason he did it.
You know, one of the questions that I've been dying to ask you ever since I saw 20 Feet from Stardom was, you sung with so many people, right? We talked about Sam Cooke, Bobby Darin, Elvis, Tom Jones, the Righteous Brothers, all really talented. You've also been a background singer for people who were decidedly less talented than you. I won't name them, right?
Right.
But I'm just wondering, when you were doing that, how did that feel to know that really, when it came to the singing chops, you were the one who had them?
Back when we were doing background for all these people, we were happy to do it. That was our job. Whether they could sing or not, we were there to support. That was our role. And we did it with joy. I mean, there's one person that I always had fun with, telling he could not sing, and he knows it. I told him to his face. I love him. He's no longer with us. But it was Sonny Bono. I used to tell Phil, if you would get Sonny out of here, we could get through with this record. He is the most singingest person I ever heard in my life. And we always teased him about it. But guess what? He became a superstar. So what? He couldn't sing.
When you look forward to the next 5, 10, 15, however many years you have in your career, what is it that you see?
You know, I just see me going to higher heights. I want to reach the masses. I want them to hear me and hear what I have to give to them, and that I can touch them. I can touch their spirits and their hearts. My manager told me a long time ago, when you tell me you're tired and it's enough, you let me know. So I haven't reached that point yet.
Well, Darlene Love's new album is Introducing Darlene Love. She's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and star in the Academy Award-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom. She'll be performing a Christmas show this weekend at the Cabot Theater in Beverly. Darlene Love, such an honor and pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was nice speaking to you.
Why did you kiss me with all of your might? Why did the stars shine? Baby, look so bright.